Okay, we have agreed to open the floor for motions in regard to. I'd like to. We have a regular committee report that we'll take first. That was on the agenda anyway, and then we'll go to the motions on recent political issues. Sure.
I'm the chair of the National Finance Committee, and basically I just wanted to fill everyone in on what we're doing right now. We've been meeting. Our basic goal is to meet twice a month, every month, for the rest of the year, except when we can't get a date for twice a month and we only meet once a month. So we're basically scheduled in to do double duty indefinitely because there's always so much to do with finance, and we'd rather do that than meeting every week in an emergency. So, and what we, you know, what we're doing is we're attempting to review, we've reviewed the actuals versus budget for all five stations, and we're doing national office and PRA next, is that we want to stay on top of where we're at budget-wise critically all the time so that we know if we've got something just completely going off the tracks and we're totally out of budget bounds on one particular area, one signal area. So it's not a year later when we discover we've got a huge mounting problem and we could have detected it sooner. So that's it's been our focus for the last few meetings so we could get through everybody's budgets versus actuals. Finance committee report. Committee reports. It didn't happen yesterday. That's all. I'll keep it short. Anyhow, and we are in the budget season for preparation of 2011 budgets, and so we, you know, approved a timeline initiating, you know, with CFO and treasurer discussions so we can prepare our budgets and not have them so incredibly overdue like they were last year. So that's essentially where we're at in terms of the work the Finance Committee is doing, and of course, you know, the usual stuff going over litigation bills and those type of things as well. We have a motion which was passed out of our local LSB at KPFK, which passed unanimously to amend the recently adopted financial accountability policy, and I was asked to bring it here to the PNB because there were concerns on the part of a majority of people in our local signal area regarding the sweeping scope of that. And I would like to read that motion shortly. It has not yet gone to national finance because it was only passed out of local finance in its final revised form 3-4 days ago, and then our local LSB the night before we met here. So it just short and sweet. It says, whereas the Pacifica National Board approved a policy, FAP, on January 15th, 2010, mandating national office control of all station receipts, and whereas adoption of this policy may have occurred without adequate consideration of its impact, therefore be it resolved that business units that are operating within their budgets, paying their central services bills on time, and providing accurate and timely financial reports shall maintain control of their own bank accounts, both revenue and operating accounts, and the PNB resolution of January 15th should be so amended.
Okay. Well, that, since that hasn't gone through the Finance Committee at all, I would entertain a motion to refer this to Finance. Is there any objection to that? Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that? Okay, so that will be referred, and you'll see to it that, well, you're the chair, so
yeah.
You'll see to it that it gets on.
And that's what we had anticipated, and then we'll go over it and bring it back here at a future PNB meeting.
Okay.
And that's essentially it. If there, you know, any questions, I know we're overdue on time, but thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we are completely overdue on time. It's 1:20. We were supposed to stop at 1. Let me say that anybody that needs to leave for the airport, please feel free to do so. We have some motions that people would like to introduce. I would say we probably need 20 minutes at least for that. We extend time for 30 minutes? For 3 minutes, okay. Well, some discussion is probably in order. Can we extend time for 20 minutes so we would end about 1:40? A time limit on discussion. Yeah, let's have a minute and a half for comment. For a minute. I'm sorry. Yes.
Can we have the motions to 10 minutes and then 10 minutes for discussion?
Well, there's two, at least two separate motions. Yes. Yes.
First of all, how many motions are we going to hear?
I believe we have one from NIA and one from Campbell. Are there any others?
Their resolution.
Yes. I have a motion. Are we introducing new motions, or are we just considering the things that are already?
These are resolutions with regard to the political situation of the moment.
Thank you. Okay, then I'm on. I would like to be on the stat.
You want to introduce a resolution, or you want to speak?
Okay, it can be put on the agenda for the next meeting. That's fine, because it'll probably take too much time to discuss than we have here.
Okay, that's fine.
That would
fine.
Be fine
so
with
we
me,
have
but
two.
I would like to do that.
Word
thank you.
Information
again. Yes.
How many, our timekeeper wants to clarify how many.
Okay, so we have agreement for 20 minutes. Is that correct? Any objection to that? Okay. Would you like to have a minute and a half time limit? The suggestion has been made.
One minute.
All those in favor of 1 minute, put. Okay. All those in terms of no time limit, just self-discipline. Okay, one. All those in favor of a minute and a half, put your hand up. All those in favor of 2 minutes, put your hand up. This is for individual. This is limiting the time that you can speak and comment on the agenda, on the motion to 2 minutes or 1 minute or a minute and a half or whatever. Okay. Is there any objection to a minute and a half? Okay. Hearing none, Bill, keep the time on it. Let's see. Campbell, I think yours was first in the stack, so if you would read it for us.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman. Everyone should have gotten the first resolution here, which was we discussed briefly yesterday, and I won't go into great discussion about it today. It's the resolution reads, whereas Virginia's Governor McDonnell recently issued a proclamation supporting Confederate History Month, calling on Virginians to understand the sacrifices of the Confederate leaders, soldiers, and citizens during the period of the Civil War. Whereas the PNB believes Governor McDonnell's action should be exposed for the racist action that it is. And whereas the Pacifica mission calls for education and the promotion of understanding among all peoples, be it therefore resolved that the PNB hereby declares its total opposition to Governor McDonnell's proclamation, even though it was revised to address the outrages of America's enslavement of African people. We call on all media and our member stations to similarly condemn this action. Be it further resolved that we urge our member stations and affiliates to undertake coordinated actions in their communities in support of this PNB resolution.
Is there a second for that? Okay. Any discussion? Any opposition? I'm sorry. Any objection to this?
I'd like to abstain.
You'd like to what?
Abstain.
Okay. Well, hearing no opposition, the motion is passed.
Very quickly, I have one. Thank you very much. I had two. Okay. Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Nia's next.
And I have one more also. Go ahead after you, Nia.
Okay. Thanks very much, everybody. I actually had two. I had one in support of the I know the gentleman said that he likes the word Chicano, but I use Latino because as an Afro-Latina, that's more just what we normally say, but I'm willing to take the correction. In support of the Latino community in Arizona, and I would like to have Fernando Velasquez translate for me in Spanish. I can read Spanish, but I'm not that dominant in that. And it says, whereas Latinos are part of the working class in the United States of America, pay sales and other taxes in the country, and are builders of the wealth of the United States, and whereas Latino immigrants are now being used as scapegoats for the economic crisis that we all know is hitting the entire world, and whereas some politicians are promoting xenophobic and racist behavior to get elected and are passing backward legislation and targeting Latinos for repression, and whereas it is critical that these attacks be challenged in the media and especially on the Pacifica Network, and whereas the Pacifica National Board recognizes that the people of the U.S. cannot remain silent while segments of the population are being singled out for punishment, and be it resolved that Pacifica National Board condemns such behavior and calls for the immediate end to the wave of repression and terrorism being unleashed on the Latino community, and that all five stations regularly air editorials condemning the racism and ethnocentrism promoted with the repressive punitive legislation known as State Bill 1070. And Fernando will read it in Spanish in respect to the people that this is for.
I would like to second the motion, sir.
And Alberto seconds.
Thanks,
the motion.
Alberto. And
could Fernando
please read it in Spanish?
Yes. Yes.
Did you read the bill itself?
It's too long.
Yeah.
George looked it up. It is.
It's
too long. We don't have that much time, Fernando.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the long. Bill. If you'd like, I can describe it to you.
Yes, please. Yes.
It is before or after the translation?
Do the translation first, and then we'll...
Considerando que los latinos son parte de la clase obrera de los Estados Unidos de América, que pagan impuestos de venta y otros y contribuyen a la riqueza del país, y considerando que los inmigrantes latinos están siendo usados como chivos expiatorios de una crisis económica que bien sabemos afecta a todo el mundo, y considerando que algunos políticos están promoviendo un comportamiento racista y xenofóbico con el fin de ganar elecciones, y para que ello están aprobando legislación que selecciona latinos para la represión, y considerando que es crítico que estos ataques sean desafiados en los medios de comunicación, especialmente en la Red Pacífica, y considerando que la Mesa Directiva Nacional de Pacífica y el pueblo estadounidense no puede mantener silencio mientras que segmentos de la población son atacados, resolvemos que la Mesa Directiva Nacional de Pacífica condene de inmediato ese comportamiento y exija un alto al instante a esa ola de represión y terrorismo aplicada ahorita contra la comunidad latina, y que todas las 5 emisoras de radio de la red transmitan editoriales frecuentemente condenando el racismo y etnocentrismo promovido con la legislación punitiva y represiva conocida como SB 1070.
Muchas gracias.
SB 1070 is a statute that makes it a felony to be in the state. It makes it a state felony to be in the state of California. I'm sorry, we're not there yet. In the state of Arizona, if you cannot show proof that you're entitled to be in the state. And proof is a passport, a birth certificate, or a visa. It mandates that the police shall ask for those papers if there's reasonable suspicion that the person may not own such papers, and allows them to arrest that person if they can't show either of those papers. It targets day laborers by making it a state crime to transport a worker to a job site. And it also allows any citizen of Arizona to file a lawsuit against any entity that has a police force, such as a school district, for example, of course, a county or a city, to force that entity to enforce the law. So, if you don't think that the police department is doing a good enough job, you can sue them. And if you win, then you get your attorney's fees paid. So, as people in my craft are fond of saying, in Texas, lawyers will make money. it also cuts the other way. For example, the only people that are getting dragged off the streets are Mexicans and Mexican Americans, then certainly you can sue and say, well, there's millions of Irish that are in this country without paperwork. And you haven't arrested any Irish and Canadians. And it seems to me if you ask for two beers like this, that's reasonable suspicion. So that's basically what the statute does.
Ricardo, a driver's license is not sufficient identification?
No. Apartheid South Africa.
So almost no one would have this kind of identification?
I suspect you could show a voter's certificate. That does show that you're a citizen. But a driver's license doesn't show that.
Right.
Combination, both.
Any discussion on the motion?
I just wanted to call the question.
Well, did you want
to? I just want to make a comment. You know, sometimes, the powers that be that oppress us all thrive on racial politics to separate and divide people. These oppressive laws, which are obviously going to lead to racial profiling and oppress mostly our Latino brothers and sisters, but they oppress us all, whether we're aware of them or not, whether we pay attention or not. We have Nazi Germany being created right here in the United States with the passage of every one of these Patriot Act laws, with the rollout of the Real ID Act. I will tell you my personal story very quickly. I was born at home. I don't have a birth certificate. I have a superior court order. We're Christians. I don't have a social security number because it's not the law. Okay? I haven't been able to renew my driver's license for 6 years. Okay? I can't get any lawyer on the left to take this because nobody cares. What I'm telling you is I can go get deported in Arizona right now. I almost got pulled off a bus by an immigration agent when I was 13 years old for laughing at him when he asked if I was a U.S. citizen. This stuff is the creeping, boiling frog, and immigrants get used as a scapegoat. The I-9 form that you have to fill out to get a job in this country is a direct result of the Immigration and Reform and Control Act of 1986, and it affects everybody. So, you know, we should support this because it's the right thing to do, but we should support this because we need to be aware that the government picks groups to say, I'm only targeting over here, and in fact, they will get the brunt of it, but we are all losing our rights. You cannot leave the country and come back without a passport. You can't get on a bus, a train, or an airplane, or drive a car unless you have this ID. Your only way to travel in this Nazi Germany state is to be a passenger in somebody else's vehicle who has a damn license. You have to hitchhike to get somewhere and be legal. I'm passionate about this issue because every single day I deal with this. Thank you.
Is anyone else want to speak, or is there any objection to this motion? The motion passes unanimously.
Gracias, and thank you.
Now, Campbell, you have another one also, and then we'll get back to Nia's other one. Go ahead.
Okay. This one concerns Puerto Rico, and states, whereas Pacifica's mission supports education and understanding, whereas recently 2 days of a student occupation of the University of Puerto Rico in Rios Piedras, San Juan, student leaders have declared an indefinite strike, whereas the student assembly organized by the student general council last week approved a 2-day walkout and indefinite strike if the administrators of the state-run and owned university do not negotiate seriously with the students, and whereas the main student demands are to stop the more than $100 million in proposed reductions in funds for the University of Puerto Rico. Secondly, halt the privatization of the University of Puerto Rico. Whereas, finally, various labor leaders in the fight against the government's firing over 20,000 public sector workers have participated in the student picket lines outside of the university, and some have entered the university in support of the student strike. Be it therefore resolved that the Pacifica National Board supports the students in Puerto Rico and urge our 5 stations to give this national coverage as long as it continues. Thank you very much. So move.
Second? Would you all see to it that Richard gets copies of this?
Yes, I will.
Any comments on this, Alex?
I have no problem with the motion, but isn't it a little peculiar, though, that we're talking about the cuts in Puerto Rico and we're meeting in California, and I understand there's a little bit of a problem of cuts in California?
Thank you. I agree. I would hope that somebody would provide, you know, some engagement of that, or we should have had some engagement of that, and before now. we do have a station, two stations here. It's our home, and you're exactly right, Alex.
Leslie?
Yes, as a California educator, I'll be happy to bring a motion on behalf of opposing the cuts to California education at our next meeting.
And social programs that affect the disabled and senior citizens, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I have one also for the next meeting I'd like to put on the agenda.
It isn't necessary, but if you want to say what it is, it's okay.
A Pacifica National Board motion on 9/11 programming and mission compliance.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've got a motion on the table.
We do. Is there any other comments on the motion? Hearing none. Is there any objection to the motion as read? Hearing none, it passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Nia.
Okay. My next one is about Lynn Stewart, and there's just something about this that just makes me so emotional, so I'll try to make it through. This is the WVR Local Station Board. Lynn is a comrade and a friend. WVR Local Station Board resolution on support for political prisoner Lynn Stewart. Whereas Lynn Stewart is a duly elected member of WBAI Local Station Board and a member of the Pacifica family, whereas Lynn Stewart, a 70-year-old people's lawyer and has been convicted and disbarred as a lawyer, had her bail suddenly and unexpectedly revoked in November 2009 and is now imprisoned in a continuing government attempt to threaten and intimidate all lawyers. Whereas in a dangerous and unprecedented ruling, a federal appeals court has ordered Lynn Stewart to be resentenced and strongly urged imposition of a much harsher sentence than the already outrageous 28 months she is currently serving. Whereas it is critical that these attacks be challenged in the media, and especially on WBAI, the Pacifica Network, and all Pacifica affiliates. Whereas the WBAI Local Station Board recognizes that Lynn Stewart is a political prisoner who spent decades as an attorney defending the rights of the politically persecuted and the disenfranchised, and became a victim of the USA Patriot Act and its champion, Attorney General John Ashcroft. Whereas the original Lynn Stewart sentencing, Judge G. Kittle, however he pronounces that, noted that there was no evidence that her actions caused any harm, and added that during her long career of representing unpopular clients, Lynn Stewart had, quote, performed a public service not only to her clients, but to the nation. And as whereas her incarceration has deprived the WBI Local Station Board, WBI itself, and ultimately Pacifica Network of invaluable efforts she could make to work for the board and the well-being of the station and the network, be it resolved that WBA Local Station Board applauds the coverage offered to this case by many WBAI shows and strongly recommends and encourages WBAI producers, hosts, and programs in news, culture, music, and PSA announcements to continue the coverage of Lynn Stewart's unjust imprisonment and unprecedented resentencing, now scheduled for July 15, 2010. That the WBAI Local Station Board strongly recommends that the Pacifica Foundation and each of his sister and affiliate stations use airtime to draw special attention to Lynn Stewart's unjust imprisonment and resentencing and the civil rights implications of her case. The WB Local Station Board, I should say the Pacifica National Board actually, recommends and urges the immediate placing of this resolution along with other support information on Lynn Stewart on the WBI website, and the WBI Local Station Board urges WBI to make available listener petitions, announcements of benefits, and letter writing campaigns in support of Lynn Stewart and the defense of the Bill of Rights and Civil Liberties. Thank you.
Nia, what was your clarification, Alberto?
Well, I am understanding it.
I'm understanding that in every reference that it said the WBAI, she's referring to the national board, to the Pacifica National Board.
Yes. Does it work if we do that? If we replace WBAI by PNB at every step, does it work?
Yes.
No, she's not a member of the PNB.
What's that?
She's a member of the PNB.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You know what I mean.
I can strike that. Yeah.
Can we provide a written version that makes the change?
Yes. I could.
So what I suggest is that we have a resolution supporting the sense of the WBAI, and that we.
I could fix it.
I move to amend to replace WBAI with PNB where appropriate.
Okay. Where appropriate.
Aline?
Just, I request that Richard or whoever has copies of all of these make sure they get to me so that I can send them out to the station management and the affiliates.
Yes.
And I need them in electronic form, please.
Okay, so the amendment is that we're appropriate, and we'll trust Nia to figure out how to do that.
Yes, yes, I can be trusted.
Is there any discussion of this motion? Is there any objection to this motion? It passes unanimously.
Thank you.
We're almost out of time, but just one other item in terms of publicizing these things. Arlene, would you have suggested in any case that these be posted on the local boards, or?
That's a good idea. That they should be.
Show
they should be posted on the local websites. I'll send them out for that purpose too, and to the Pacifica website.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, I'd like to give notice that I intend to bring a motion to rescind the staff registry motion that we passed. I've heard some complaints from staff about it, and I would like this body to hear those.
Okay. Summer?
I'd just like to ask a moment of personal privilege.
Okay.
I'd like to wish my mother a happy birthday tomorrow because she's long-suffering with all this political work on the board, and even this weekend, here she is. So, thank you. My mother's Geneva. Thank you.
And happy belated birthday, Mumia. Free Mumia now.
We are about ready to adjourn. Is there anything else that needs to be said? Hearing nothing, we are now adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, Los Angeles.
Thank you.